That's my trusty kitchen timer going off, which means I've actually spent 15 minutes decluttering my studio this morning, which I'm very pleased about. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Saturday the 30th of January, and this is my 49th Audio Boo micro podcast. Quick podcast today because I'm just heading out to breakfast. But yes, I've just come out the back to my studio to clear my desk and do a bit more tidying, and I set my timer for 15 minutes to see how much I can get done. And I've not done badly. I mean, it still looks a bit of a mess, but my aim for this week is to get things very clear, very tidy out here. So yes, wish me luck with that. Yes, I've had a good week this week, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about it. Yesterday, I launched the latest issue of my illustrated journal, The Beanie, which I'm very excited about. This issue's in colour, which is the first time I've been able to do that. And it kind of covers the time from about 2 years ago to about a year ago, when I was coming to terms and getting over the death of my mother. And hopefully it's not a maudlin book. I don't think it is. I mean, it's mostly about my search for little bits of joy in the world to cheer myself up and to kind of reconnect with the world and reconnect with life. So I hope you'll get hold of a copy and read it, and let other people know about it too, which would be lovely. Thank you very much. Yes, if you want to find out, if you go to my blog, which is blog.michaelnobbs.com, at the moment it's the front page on there. Once it's not, I imagine I'll have a link in the sidebar to it. There's two copies available, a hardback copy, a limited edition hardback copy, which I think is lovely, which is available for me. You can order that directly on the website. And the paperback I'm selling through Blurb as a bit of an experiment this time. With the last few issues, I sold them directly myself, but Blurb handled the printing, so I thought I'd see how it worked with them handling the postage too. So we'll see what happens. If you do buy one from Blurb, I'd be very pleased to hear how the process went for you, because I've realised one of the downsides of selling things through Blurb is that I don't get to connect with the people who buy stuff. When people buy stuff from me, of course, I can personally and thank them. So I can't do that through Blurb, which is a shame. So if you do buy something from Blurb, do let me know, and I can write back and thank you. So that's about it for today. It's actually started snowing here again. Just after I thought the snow had all gone, I woke up to a sugar dusting this morning, but nothing deep enough to stop me moving about, hopefully. In fact, it just looks very pretty at the moment, so I can cope with this sort of snow. Hopefully we won't have the drifts and the ice that we had a couple of weeks ago. So yes, have a lovely weekend. I'm off to have my weekly breakfast at my favourite cafe, and I shall be back with more soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.